Hey everyone, welcome back to Heinz Field. It is the Between the Lines postgame report brought to you by Gatorade. The Vikings lose 26-9 to these Pittsburgh Steelers in a game where our backup quarterback Case Keenum started, Mike Zimmer's defense showed up, and we just came out on the short end.
I didn't relish the moment at Heinz, did you?
No, and the Steelers defense put too much mustard on it.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I was hoping for 57 points at Heinz, but we didn't get it. Fell a little short. Very difficult to win with your backup quarterback on the road at Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So that's with all due respect to Case Keenum. You know, Case looked really good in the preseason. He's won games in the NFL, but this team is now 15-2 in season openers at Heinz. Mike Tomlin, our former defensive coordinator, 11-1. In home openers. The Steelers, I mean, New England, the Patriots dominate all the conversation over the last decade and change. But going back to 1970, the Steelers are the winningest team in the National Football League, most division titles, got some Super Bowl victories. Very, very difficult task today.
Definitely some things to clean up for the Vikings, mostly the penalties.
Yeah.
At last count, it was 11 for 131 yards, and not just the number and the total yards, but what happened because of them. On offense, they negated first downs, and on defense, it was pass interference penalties of like 53 yards and 22 yards that set up scores.
Yeah.
When you are starting your backup quarterback and you're on the road against the team that you just talked about and how good they are, you can't have that many penalties.
Excellent, excellent point. Pat Elflein, your rookie center, by the way, the only member of the Minnesota Moving Company without a penalty today. So Elflein, in my opinion, is 2 for 2. But that will be a problem point and a sticking point for Mike Zimmer after the game today and during the week of practice. I mean, when you get above 100 yards in penalties, that becomes absurd. And especially against this team, they're very tricky. 3-4 defense with guys like Ryan Shazier. Very difficult team to play against, let alone with your backup quarterback and a million penalties. Yeah, I'm with you on that, man.
On a positive note, the Vikings defense needed to play great to give the team a chance to win this game. And I do think that they played very well here in Pittsburgh, holding Le'Veon Bell under 100 total yards. And really, Antonio Brown not a factor in this game. Roethlisberger didn't have 100 yards passing at halftime. So when the game was in the balance, the defense showed up.
Linval Joseph, Shamar Stephen, Tom Johnson, Everson Griffin et al. Very wonderful work today. You know, Everson had a couple of sacks penetrating the seemingly impenetrable. Roethlisberger only was sacked 17 times last year, and Everson got him a couple of times today. But you know what? When the offense moves so slowly or is so ineffective for whatever the reason, as long as it was, then that's going to put so much stress on the defense. I thought the defense, for the most part, gave probably a B+, A- effort today, but then broke a little bit late.
So what's up next? We have two straight home games. What are you expecting from the Vikings to close out the first quarter of the season?
I'd say Vikings.com is your place to go this week to see if Bradford is practicing and will play next week. That's my A topic. The Buccaneers come to town next game. Killed the Bears today, and Jameis Winston, Mike Evans, Deshaun Jackson, O.J. Howard, Cameron Brate, Gerald McCoy. It's a nice team.
Yeah.
But the Vikings go back home, hopefully getting their starting quarterback back.
If the Vikings do what good teams should do, win their home games, they can finish the first quarter still at 3-1. So losing this game on the road is a bummer, but it makes the season opening win against the Saints a really big win for us.
Yeah, it was a dramatically different game today compared to the energy and the excitement and the explosive nature of that Monday night game. I picked Pittsburgh into the season for what it's worth to go to the Super Bowl. So
nice.
I have a very high opinion of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and said squad came through today.
All right, that's it from Heinz Field. The Vikings lose today. They fall to 1-1. The Vikings are home next week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. On behalf of Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, this is Wobby signing off for now. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more.